Welcome to episode 190 of the Better With Running podcast. My name's Chris Armstrong. I'm a Run to PB coach, and I'm joined as always by fellow Run to PB coach and a man who's celebrating a birthday today, Zach Newman. Happy birthday, mate. How you going?
Good, Christo. Thank you. Yes, celebrating the 21st times two and another year or so.
The numbers get a bit fuzzy. Like they're not important. Yeah. It's the day and we're celebrating, aren't we?
Definitely feel whatever age I am. But no, it's good to be sharing it with you, Christo, and I got a nice message from a number of people, including yourself today. So that was lovely of you.
That's all right. We've up and about in the group chat today, ourselves and Soph, as well as some quality banter flying around.
Yeah, there was a bit going on, and it's got a bit to chat about this week, and we got a guest.
We do. Someone you know quite well.
Yeah, managed to secure through his management a chat with a big dog over at the Melbourne University Athletics Club. So it's going to be fun to hear. I think I've got to be honest, I've known this guest for not a huge amount of time since he's been in the club. So seeing his rapid rise, so I'm sort of interested to unpack his running history, because we shared a few runs, but we haven't really gone down the path of how he got into running and how he got to where he is now.
Looking forward to hearing about all that, mate. And you've also got a bit of a news exclusive to share on the podcast, maybe a little snippet about some kit potentially.
Yes, I do. Not the best medium a good medium for the announcement, but we can't, the visuals, which we are working on, but there is going to be an announcement and some exciting developments on that front. That's pretty cool. And mate, you've got, talking about updates, big news. You're gonna report back from the big showdown at the WWE over the weekend.
Well, look, there was inboxes have been flooded over the weekend with people, sort of closet wrestling fans, just touching base and giving their nod of approval in solidarity. So this one's for them, and also probably obviously hundreds of intrigued people who may not have been able to watch WrestleMania, who may not have KO or anything like that. So for those that are super interested, Cody Rhodes beat Roman Reigns for the World Heavyweight Championship, Zacha, ending Roman Reigns' 1,316-day streak as the champion. The Tribal Chief, he went down, held the fourth longest streak in WWE history. It's no more. So new era has begun. People are up and about. Watch grown men cry.
They're hitting the Let's WWE forum.
Mate, the forums were going off. Social media was a buzz. I've seen that many grown people cry as it happened out in the crowd. It was a very emotional time for a lot of people. So if anyone would like to watch some highlights, I can definitely slide some YouTube videos your way if you're that way inclined. But no, people on the edge of their seat wanting to know that. I know this will absolutely make people's day if they're just tuning in the first few minutes of a long run, knowing that we have a new champion, the people's champion. It's Cody Rhodes.
Ronda Rousey, I listened to a podcast which she was interviewed on.
Yeah.
And didn't realize she'd gone into the wrestling. I know UFC, but ended up in the wrestling scene at some point.
Yeah, she was a big rowdy Roddy Piper fan growing up. So always longed to compete in the WWE when her days of having her face caved in the UFC were over. And she was actually really successful for the first probably 12 to 18 months while she was really keen. And then I think, I guess the reality set in that it is actually quite physical. And as the wear and tear on the body took, you could just see she got really disinterested of being pancaked by people. So,
didn't hold back on her thoughts on WWE and your man Vince McMahon.
Oh, not my man. Let's just no. He's a very bad man, and
Yeah, shoot that. Oh, the, apparently, yeah, anyway, we'll take this off air because
another
there's a fair
story for
bit.
another time.
Yeah, people tuning in to listen about running, not wrestling. 83 Ks for the week. Let's get into your week, mate. You've
Yeah,
cashed out another
running.
83 Ks.
83Ks. Happy that in a sense I feel like I'm able to do enough work now where I'm getting fitter. I think I was in a bit of a holding pattern for a little while we're getting these tests done and erring a bit on the side of caution. But yeah, I feel like things are heading in the right direction. 83Ks, consistent week, like hour and 45 for the long run. And so that was one of the ones where I jump in with Anna and she does a bit of a, I guess, a bit of a session within her long run. So for this one, got to 12K, nice and easy. As is our way, we probably get a little bit carried away with some of the nonsense we talk about, and the pace probably picked up a little bit more than we would have liked at the time. But 12K easy, and then into 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 minute, with 2 minutes jog recovery in between. The 5 minutes is at half marathon, then 4 minutes at Threshy, 3 minutes at 10K, 2 minutes at 5, and then 1 minute. I'm not all out because the body's pretty tired by that stage, but like a 1 minute, just strong and controlled effort. So hopefully that there is a bit of a gear change from the 5, but just obviously depends on how the body's feeling. But yeah, we end up covering a bit over 22K at an average in the 440s for the whole thing. So yeah, it was solid enough, which was good. And then session on Monday this week. So a couple of days ago, I had, so all up, it was 3 by a mile and 3 by 800, but we just stagger them a little bit. So 2 by a mile. After the first mile, you get 1 minute standing recovery. And then after the second, you get 2 minutes. Same thing for the next 2 800s. And then you got 1 more mile, 1 more 800. Miles are about, bless you, probably not the best time to sneeze during a podcast, but miles at around 10K effort, and then the 800s at sort of 3 to 5K effort.
He's doing this off a standing recovery.
Yeah, you can walk, but yeah, I was just kind of shuffling in the middle of the road.
Yeah, it's solid, mate. That is yeah. A few gear changes in that as well.
Yeah, I think whilst like a mile, you're probably running, if you're thinking K reps and we say 10K effort, it always works out to be quicker than what you could run a 10K race in, because I guess look at their 1K intervals and then you get a minute standing. But yeah, a mile I found significantly more challenging than a K rep. It's only 600 meters more, but yeah, like I think I was
It's
running
next to plus.
high 330s. I was running for
Yeah,
that 10K, which I was really happy with. But
yeah.
you definitely, like, you get to a K and think, hey, there's still a fair bit of work left in this. Like, I'm not sensing that
Yeah,
I'm
you're
nearly done
up. Yeah.
in this rep. And then I guess mentally, the 800 meter rep at sort of 3 to 5K effort feels a lot better for that first 200 or 300. But because you're kicking down that extra gear, 800 is still plenty of distance for that. So, with the three of each, you're going to around half race distance in
Yeah.
each, I guess, if you're sort of working more to 5K effort. But look, reps were consistent. I don't think you'll ever shout out and go, hey, that's quick, but they were pretty even. I think for the miles, I went around, no, it's 553, 550, 548, and the 800s were
Last.
245, 243, and 246. So,
Yeah. Going to
yeah.
that last 800, Chris, oh, did you have where were you at? Did you have a bit of Was there a bit of clearance from the leg, lactate out of the legs, or were you kind of done? Just get it, tick it over, or could you have gone, as the kids say, full send on that last one, but you just kept the lid on it?
No, I think if the situation was needed to push a bit harder, I definitely could have. But also being early on a Monday morning, Monday I think has to be the worst day of the week to go and do a
Oh, that
session.
is brutal time for a session. That
It's
is.
just yeah, of all the days of the week, I don't, Monday would definitely be the 7th that I would choose.
Because
But
you're warming up at 5:30. Yeah, that's a pretty, well, look, some would say it's you're starting the week right. You're not
Trying.
getting on the front foot early, but others would be, 5:31 a.m. on a Monday morning, and it's cold, wet, and dark, I'm guessing, or colder.
Yeah, definitely colder. Yeah,
You
just
tights now? Not yet.
not yet. Definitely warming up in the long sleevey, that's for sure. But there's not quite enough chill in the air for gloves, but it's close.
It's just transitioned really quickly.
Yeah.
Mate, that's physically everything all good on that session?
Yeah, no issues at all. I've actually been fortunate enough to pick up another heart rate strap, which I've worn for the last 10 days. And that's more not to necessarily watch during the session, unless we're probably doing a threshold, but more just to have a look back, see if there are any spikes, and then associate that with how I was feeling at the time, if there is anything. But I haven't had any lips or anything, so
Is that
body
the arm
feels
one or not?
nah, chest strap, Garmin. Yeah, so I had enough Telstra points and they were going to take them off me if I didn't use them. So lo and behold, I jumped on there and they had a Garmin heart rate strap. So I'm like, hello, thank you very much. I'll take that, thanks. So yeah, that was good. So yeah, putting that to use and things are going okay. I think, look, with Gels Park a couple or 2.5 weeks away, and at the time of talking about all this stuff, I certainly don't anticipate I'm going to get much fitter between now and then, but much happier to be able to do some work and feel like I can attack it a bit now with some confidence, as opposed to, I guess, erring on the side of caution and thinking, oh crap, I hope it all goes well today. So, yeah, it's good. I'm happy with where things are at, hoping that we can build some strength and fitness into the body. But like from Gels Park and then Hanging Rock, and hopefully have a red hot go at the 10K at Albert Park.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, mate, should we touch on? I know we've got about a few more minutes before our guests arrive, but just before we move on to my update, we had a bit of a scan off last week. I know we talked about it going into the show. Do you want to just give us a quick snapshot overall outcome or where you're at with that?
Yeah, so scan happened Thursday. Certainly wouldn't do it again for fun. wasn't enjoyable, but got it done. The report has been sent to my doctor, and they said that they would call if anything was requiring attention, and I'm yet to hear from them. So that
Nice.
tells me that it's good. I suspected it was going to be good, but the fact I haven't heard from them as yet, I'm taking as a positive. No news is good news. So,
Go with the no good news, yeah.
yeah, that's my theory. I will touch base with them early next week if I still haven't heard anything, just to say, hey, can you just tell me in 2 minutes if I've got anything to worry about? I'd really like to an escape, needing to have to go in and then handing over another chunk of my hard-earned money for something that's only going to take a couple of minutes. But yeah, we'll see. I know I should go and probably sit down with them and have them explain it to me, but I'm just going to wait it out for a few more days and see if they call. But no, haven't heard anything, and I think that's good.
Take that for sure.
Yeah.
Good result. And given how you've hit 83K, you've done two sesh, you've got through Cody Rhodes beating Roman Reigns.
Mate, that was probably the highest the heart rate had been all week. Watching that happen is, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, speaking of scans, mate, you had one booked for yourself too.
We both had them Thursday, didn't we?
We did, yes. Scan
I think
buddies.
I beat you to it though. I had mine was at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah,
That was the
no.
first in there. Wanted to get in there, get it done and dusted, and get on the road for work. And it's and I was actually thinking of you because I was like, and I've been to where is it? Victoria House, which is where the scans are in Prahran here. So I've been there probably 3 or 4 times in my life, but The last time I was there was, maybe 2015 or something, 2014. And I was thinking back then when I was really quite fit, trudging in there. It's like you just, it's not a fun place as an athlete to give going in and getting a scan. And when you're putting the gown on and you're like, you think a week ago I was running around the town, or a week ago I was doing this, and then you're doing that. Like
Yeah.
those things come through to you. And yeah, 6:30. And like, to be fair, like if I think back to that time when I was fit, I was like, I would have been a lot more frustrated going in than kind of where I was at now, where I'd sort of resigned to the fact that I just need to sort this out. So I was probably in a better headspace to go and get it done. But still being, sitting in those, you've had an MRI before, Christo.
I have, yes.
Yeah, sitting in that little tube and hearing the sounds, and then they throw the headphones on and you got like Triple M going at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah,
It's like, mate, it could get much worse.
no.
Yeah.
It's not
Yeah,
the
the
sort of
traffic
thing that
and
you'd
port
go
and
and,
the tradies and tradie ads, but yeah.
oh, mate, it's not the sort of thing you'd ever go and do socially. Like, if it was
No,
something that you could
yeah.
do, like, hey, let's catch up, coffee, let's get an MRI, how cool. And you're
Yeah.
like, yeah, no,
Yeah, I'd love to
no.
pay X amount to get an MRI and just sit there at 6:30 and listen to Triple M. But got the result in the arvo, got sent through to Lachlan. He shared it with me. He dodged the bullet on the femoral stress reaction or any stress fracture, which Loch kind of butted me up saying, yeah, look, it's not this, but I knew there was a but coming. So because I thought, I think I was saying last week, I would have been very surprised given load and how it felt like it didn't feel like that. And yeah, there was some big words that I had to sort of, I mean, Locke explained it, but if you look at the report, there's some big words in there that I've never seen in my life, really. And you have to Google and you end up in a down a rabbit hole if you were trying to digest or trying to dissect, sorry, that report. But short of it, there is some cartilage issues going on. There's some around the knee, and there's a bit of damage in there that's caused some of the pain that I've probably had through the kneecap and had probably for a while. That's affected, yeah, like any of the extension and flexion, and it's degenerative, so it's been going for a while, and we've kind of known probably it has, and I may have kept it at bay with exercises, maybe loaded things up a bit too much and not strong enough through the quads and the hammies that handle that load, which has ultimately got it to where it is now. So the next step, seeing a sports doctor. So I'm going to see in Elphington, Carly Van Dyke, who, is gonna sort of work through what we do next. Conservatively, Locke sort of spoke through some options around it could be an injection to kind of really target the pain, potentially a scope to have a clean out and see what they can do there, and then a reload through some strength and strengthening exercises, really targeting like around the knee, the quad and the hammies to kind of get it more stable. And yeah, I think mobility is probably the key, but it'll be a little while. So obviously, yeah, I've got the appointment next week. I had obviously had the scan last week. So this time kind of goes into a vortex when you're injured. You're like,
Yeah.
once you're done, it's like, well, all right, I've at least, it would have been, in some respects, I would have liked to have had an injury I've had in the past, whether it was a stressy or something that like bone stress, or it's just rest, and then you come back. Whereas this is a little bit more complex around how we treat it going forward and what the changes would be. But all we can do is wait and see what the doc comes back with. I can cross train. I'm actually pretty much I'm pain free. That's walking around is fine. I'm not getting the sensation or the like inhibitation, like anything that's sort of giving it much grief. Even when I'm sitting down for extended periods and I'd stand up, I'd get a little bit of joint stiffness, That's easing. That's almost gone. So, and I'm now cross training, so I can elliptical, spin, get on the spin bike, hit the gym, mainly keep that to like the core and hips and things like that. And once we kind of know what we need to target, we'll do more in that space. But at the moment, I'm just sort of guided by, what I can do, pain wise from an aerobic based fitness. And yeah, look, it's just a stage process, like you kind of get it diagnosed from lock, get the scan, wait to see what the next steps are, and then go from there.
So with the loading for the quads and the hamstrings at the moment is kind of I'm just trying to do minimal stuff with those at the moment to give them a bit of rest before you see Carly and then I guess go from there. Like in terms of gym work, like it's just hip and core at the moment, but hopefully get the green light from Carly to start, I guess, a few more quad and hamstring specific exercises.
Yeah, I'd say so. Like with the cross training, like I want to still keep a base there, keep moving. Like I don't want to completely stop. And just it will help. Like saying, like I was like, well, it is a bit of a holding pattern, but in that hold, like whilst you're there, it's like you're deloading, body's starting to repair, and then what you're doing with even this cross training, you're actually assisting that strengthening. So, getting on the bike, getting elliptical is helping with targeting those quads and state, and helping with the hamstrings. So that's all helping. I reckon in, time frame could be 6 to 8 weeks. We don't know, but that could be the time it takes to kind of deload, get through the strength, keep building, and then start to layer in. But yeah, still a little bit up in the air as to time frames, as to, what's involved there. But at least, yeah, and look, it's not the end of the world. I've had a good run, and I've had injuries in the past, and I've kind of this time, yeah, it's because it's a lot of touch on before, because it's been lingering for a while, and I haven't really been able to get going. It doesn't feel as frustrating as if I was super fit, and then you get struck down, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to look at it in a positive way that perhaps the next 6 to 8 weeks, and I guess getting to a point where the strength work really does help nip this problem in the bud, that this is the thing that allows you to, I guess, target the knee, the hamstring, the quad, and allow you to run for years and years and years to come, as opposed to, I guess, if this was left untreated. And sort of went down the same path, you'd sort of get to a point where it'd just be that degenerative where it'd just be cooked and perhaps a scope or an operation would be your only choice.
Yeah, and that's bang on, because and that's what we'll get from Carly as to like the doctors to where, how far along it is, what does it look like? I'm well aware that, I've put a lot of K's through the body, and there is you're gonna have a level wear and tear, and I'm definitely not training as hard as I used to, so I'm aware that it may just mean I do have to peel back running to an extent. I don't know how much, but so maybe it means that 5 days a week, 4 days is where you sit on a limit to keep it within the range, and there's other things that you can do to top it up, and the strength work on top of that. So it's all to be confirmed and to learn and see, and it could just be a different approach that might actually bring it forward.
Just 4 days a week, mate, but just all doubles.
It's funny. Like I'm probably not in that stage yet where I'm craving it, because I drive past 10 morning and night. Morning's fine. I don't really mind. I've usually gone to the gym, done something, done my elliptical, done my bike. So I'm kind of, got that. But when you're driving back and you're seeing, to be fair, this week's been fine because it's been pissing down rain. And I'm like, I pretty much timed it when like daylight saving stopped. So I've got a whole summer around the tan. I got the light, got the great conditions. Now the guys they're a shambles. Like some of them are not going because it's wet and cold and
Oh no.
being a bit soft, and they've missed the time. The whole groups are split around timings, and you know, people have been on races, so they're not doing their usual runs. And yeah, it's all been thrown out of whack. So I'm not missing that core group that's there Monday when, and the routine's still not there. But and yeah, give it a few more weeks, and I'm, you know, when you're staring in the elliptical for a while, or when it's a bit warm,
Yeah.
you're only in gym, you do want to get out and do that. But I'm not missing it as yet. But I know, in 4 6 weeks, you'll just go, I'll just take a 20-minute run once a
Yeah.
week. You know, even if you said, give me 2 20-minute runs a week now, and you can do it, you'd take it. But you know what it's like, Chris. So when you do that, you'll want 30 minutes, and then you'll want, you know, four runs at 40, and then you'll be like, oh, maybe I'll throw in a section. And we're greedy as runners, like we
Yeah.
want a little bit more, we get a bit excited. So
Why not a set of K reps?
I mean, I'll probably push
Yeah.
that into a long run, and before you
Yeah.
know it, you're up Burnie Creek.
Yeah, we've signed up for a race. We're good to
Yeah. So watch this
go.
space, mate. I think I'll just be on these for the next few weeks. Either I'm not going to be reporting back on stats on the elliptical or spin bike, but I'll we'll definitely have some guests along the way. We can get a few that'll unpack their training. We'll obviously have yours, so we'll try and keep our catch up still going.
Oh, look, even.
We'll know from Carly, like even finding out what we can do there will be a good step forward.
Might be able to spend a bit of time on the old Alter G treadmill.
Yeah, I'm not in it. Yeah,
They got one of those down at Melbourne Uni.
we've probably got a few, mate. But we don't. Yeah, and that's the thing with Locke. He's like, you cross train as much as you want, but I'm like, well, I'm not getting ready for anything. I haven't entered, you know, a marathon that I've paid for to go overseas, or I'm not in a rush. You know, I'm happy to just let it go and take the time within reason, because I still want to do things.
Yeah.
But that's different to, I guess, where I've been at previously. When you were fit, and you're like, I just want to get back to being as fit as fast as possible. That's when you
Yeah.
start having to go down those paths. But yeah, we'll touch base. I'll know more next week.
See what Carly's got to say.
Joining us this week on the Better With Running podcast, this team Run to PB athlete interview, we've got one of my teammates from the Melbourne University Athletics Club. He'd signed up to Run to PB back in November 2023. He'd done a fair bit on the roads, he'd accomplished some times, but was chasing the elusive sub 230 marathon. Requested the service of Andy Buchanan, and over in Osaka, just in February, he got the job done. So, going to be excited to unpack all that. Welcome to the show, Johnny Squires.
Thanks, Zaka. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Good
And
to have you on,
happy birthday, Zaka.
mate. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
Sorry you have
I
to be
actually
doing
should.
this this tonight.
Yes. Oh, mate. Always on the clock. Brady doesn't give us a day off, man, Chriso.
No, mate, we recorded on Valentine's Day, Zaka's birthday, in the lead up to Easter. Yeah, like you name it, the clock doesn't stop. So, and what, look, to be honest, what way would Zaka rather spend his birthday than recording a podcast and
That's
talking about
it.
running?
I mentioned earlier in the show that we've done a bit of running. I've been fortunate enough to be on a couple of long runs with you, seen you out at the track, been teammates at Melbourne Uni. But I know when you signed up to run for BB, it was exciting to see you kind of wanting to take things to another level, get into a probably a more just I guess focusing on the marathon. But just to take it
Yeah.
back a step, we've never really covered this, me and you on a run, as to actually how you got into running and what part of where running was in your life. And obviously it's a big part of it, your life now, but was it always that way?
Yeah, for sure. I was sort of having a bit of a think, like thinking back, and I suppose it was kind of in a couple of stages, really. First was really introduced to running when I started my first job as a physio at what was Back in Motion Brunswick back then. It's now Reload Physio, and my boss Marcus Payne, who I think you guys might work with.
Yep, partners with Reload.
Yeah, so he was and still is a very keen runner. He'd done quite a few marathons, and I think I always knew, like, I'd done some fun runs, in my early 20s, but nothing serious, and always thought, how good it'd be to complete a marathon one day. And once I sort of met Marcus, I think he was training for Melbourne Marathon at the time, and yeah, sort of started to pick his brain. And yeah, he helped sort of plan a bit of a program for that year. And I mean, I was probably running maybe three times a week back then, doing sort of one session with him, but nothing too serious. But yeah, that's how I sort of first was introduced to running, and ended up running the marathon with him that October. That would have been back in 2016, I think. Sorry.
What did you run in the marathon?
So I ran 3:27, and it was actually funny because I think about the 40K mark, we weren't running together, but either he caught up to me or I caught up to him, and we ended the G together. And looking back, it's pretty poor form, but I sort of just hunted him down, and there's a photo of me crossing the line and Marcus 2 meters behind me, so pretty poor form there. But yeah, no, that was good fun. And from there, I think I did Great Ocean Road that following April, and sort of got it down to 3:11. But then, yeah, moved overseas and didn't really think about running for a few years. And that was when actually a mate came to visit us when we were living in Mexico, and sort of been in 2019, and he was getting right into his marathon training and running every day. So he said, why don't you come along? I'm doing some K reps. And I don't know that I'd ever done K reps previously. So I thought, all right, I'll come along. And he's doing these reps at 4 minute pace. And I thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to run 4 minutes for a K. But sort of just stuck with him. And after that, I thought, oh wow, this is really cool. Like, can run a bit quicker than I thought. So yeah, when I came back to Australia, 2020, that's when, yeah, we both decided to sort of put in a block and have another crack at Melbourne Marathon. Which unfortunately, that was when COVID hit. So ended up being a virtual marathon. But we sort of,
Did
yeah,
you do
time
it
trial.
virtually? Did you actually
Yeah,
do it
we
virtually?
ended up we did Albert Park Lake, so
Oh, yeah.
was sort of eight laps of Albert Park, set up a drinks table.
Brutal.
Yeah, and what did we do? We ran, the goal was sort of sub 3 hours, so I think we ended up doing 2:240 something. And yeah, sort of thought, all right, this is fun. Like, I'm seeing a lot of progression here, and would like to sort of get a bit more structure. And that's when I got in touch with, yeah, Melbourne Uni, sort of the beginning of 2021.
Mate, what's the like? I'm listening to this going, hang on, we just rolled a 3:27 first up, and then we went 3:11 at Great Ocean Road. What was the launch point where you went sort of from 3:11 to then going and rolling 2:40, in the 2:40s around the Grand Prix track? Like, what? How did we take that bigger leap? Was it I just bought some good shoes, or we discovered some gels, or what happened?
It's a good question. I mean Super Shoes, I think, probably just launched at that year, so that would have helped. But no, it was probably more realizing that I could push a bit harder. So, like, it was great, being introduced to running by Marcus, but I was probably, just running three sessions a week, and maybe not pushing as much. And Trav was, I suppose, yeah, just helped push me, and started running a bit more frequently as well, I suppose. But it wasn't, yeah, I can't really think of anything in particular.
And moving over to Melbourne Uni, you joined the squad, you with Tony Brain, who's a legend of the club. He's coached a lot of athletes through their, starting their running journey and gone on to run really well. So you got foundations there. What was it like joining a club that was specifically in, because obviously if you're running just recreational with a mate, then seeing this other world of, I mean, you would have known of athletics obviously growing up at school or things like that, but seeing adults, that are right into their track and field, what was that
Yeah,
like?
it was pretty awesome. Like, I'd never really been exposed to anything like that. So yeah, coming down and having this group to run with who all take their running pretty seriously. I've never really run on a track, so that was cool. Just jumping in with a group. It's great for motivation. Yeah, and Tony was a great support as well. Like, I wasn't really planning to do any sort of that middle distance to 5K, but yeah, he was good at sort of encouraging me to get a bit of speed and focus on that for a season, which I did enjoy. And yeah, it's probably helped, I suppose, with the longer stuff as well.
And what is it about Melbourne Uni that you love, mate? Like I know, being uni, we hang it on Zachary a little bit that Melbourne Uni's colours are white and blue. We're not sure if it's a place for white collar people or if it's the grinders for the old blue collar. But how have you found it? Like I suppose from someone who came from a rec running background to, what I would consider one of the premier ass clubs in the state. Was it a bit intimidating when you first got there, or was it just like, it didn't take you long to settle in, just like, extended family?
I mean, yeah, look, everyone was really welcoming, and yeah, it's definitely a good mix of people there. So I was definitely nervous before going to the first session, but pretty much from the start, everyone was yeah, happy to welcome you, and yeah, you felt a part of the group. So no, I think it's been great, and obviously it's a very big club, so yeah, it's a number of different groups, a lot of social things happening. Like even tonight, I was helping out with the dev squad, and that sort of had, that's another element of runners coming through that might be running XCR in a couple of years, and yeah, it's just a really good club to be a part of.
Mate, your times, like we sort of talked about how things really got rolling off the back of that time trial into some more serious training with Tony, some shorter distances. You started to do the 5K on the track, got it down to the 15:17 at one of the Collingwood, maybe the Collingwood Track Classic there. You did the run for the kids. You rolled a, did you? Oh, okay. You've done a 5K at the run for the kids and sub 15? No.
Maybe 15. I don't know. It's always a funny distance, that, isn't it? But it's 14 point something. Yeah.
Then you moved into some pace. You did pacing job with Izzy Bat Doyle, where you went to 30K. That must have been what, 2022.
Yeah, that would have been 2022, I think. Yeah.
So you got exposed to just all these different elements and all these opportunities, and then you obviously wanted to dial in on your own marathon goal, moving across to run to PB. And starting with Andy, had you been following Andy along, like along his running, or how did that come about with going with Andy?
Yeah, I'd sort of, I mean, doing cross country, a full cross country season, you obviously see Andy's name, at the top of the list for most races. So definitely was, yeah, aware of him, and sort of followed some of his marathons as well. Knowing that I wanted to focus a bit more on the marathon and try and yeah, try and specify my training a bit more, I suppose. Yeah, Andy was a pretty easy choice there with his experience.
And you hatched a plan, because I know in your sign up form you look back, and we were just looking you through it today, and in November you'd had run 2:39 at Noosa in 2022. That was your PB, and your goal was 2:30 low, or in brackets you'd put sub 2:30 ultimate goal, Osaka Marathon 2024. And
Interesting.
It's pretty cool when you write these things down. It also is a kind of cool thing to reflect back on what you've achieved, and we'll go into that shortly. But yeah, when you sat down with Andy and you spoke about where you're at with your running and what your goals were with Osaka, like how did he look at your training, what you were doing, and what were some of the things he maybe highlighted you could work on?
I think the first thing, the first big change, I suppose, was moving to like a Tuesday Friday session. So, I know he'd spoken from experience that, previously doing Tuesday Thursday, the odd Saturday session, he was just finding that he wasn't able to necessarily put all into the sessions, and that he did make the transition to Tuesday Friday, which really helped with his progression. So yeah, that was sort of the first thing we spoke about, sort of shifting from the Thursday to the Friday, which I think was really good. Just yeah, it felt fresh and recovered sort of for every session, which was great. Then I think he probably looked at the long runs as well and said, you probably need to add some hills. So yeah, he really encouraged every couple of weeks to go and do some hilly long runs, which yeah, it's enjoyable.
You've got a bit of a connection down in God's country, as Matt and Gemma refer to it, and managed to link up with some of the NTC, the Ninch Track Club, and jump in a few of those hilly long runs. I know Matt, he cannot do a long run that doesn't have hills in it.
Well, there isn't many, not many options around there
Yeah.
when they live up there. But yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, I sort of grew up down there. Mum and dad are still down on the peninsula, so worked well on the weekends I was there. That got in touch with Mattress and Gemma, and they were very welcoming and happy to for me to join with the NTC. So yeah, that group's also amazing, as the whole running community is. And yeah, that was fun because Gemma was obviously also building for Osaka. So we were sort of doing similar long runs, and yeah, it was cool to be a part of that. And those hills, yeah, pretty epic, some of those hills at Arthur's Seat. But when you're running, yeah, amongst the nature down there, it's pretty awesome.
I'm actually looking at one of your runs back in the end of Jan where you've snagged the CR on Arthur's Seat Road Climb. So I wonder if that's still, I assume you still got it, but gosh, it's 35K with 695 meters of elevation gain over a 2.5 hour run. So I don't think Chriso gets that elevation in a month.
That is correct.
A few times up and down the tip mold.
Mate, there's no disputing that. That is a serious hilly run. But mate, what better place to go and do it? And good company down there too. Mattress and Gemma would have showed you a good time. I'm amazed they haven't flagged that course record though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing being a guest, it's another thing going and stealing their local crown. So
Can't imagine it's going to last too long somehow.
especially when Gemma hears this. Another thing I want to touch on is this transition into coaching, being coached by Andy, joining Run to PB. You fortunately had a good timing around starting in November, getting a bit of a base, and then you headed up to Falls Creek for a bit of altitude training and managed to go get alongside the coach, the big dog up there, Andy Buchanan, who spends half his year up at Falls. So guided by him, managed to jump in with a couple of runs with him.
Yeah, that was oh look, unfortunately he was sort of coming back from injury. So he was more actually when we were doing the Mackay Hill reps, he was just sort of standing on the side watching us all suffer. But yeah, it was awesome to sort of link up with him there and have a chat sort of before and after the sessions, and just catch up in person. And yeah, it was my first time at Falls Creek. A few of the uni guys went up, but yeah, what a place for training, eh?
Mate, that's you've yeah, you're ticking a lot of boxes early on in your running days of going over to Osaka, doing marathon, you're doing a falls, doing stints there, you've had a pacing gig at the Melbourne Marathon, you're on the way to clocking it.
think it's a lifelong pursuit, isn't
So this
it?
doesn't sound like the guy who was just doing 3 minute, three runs a week and was a bit intimidated by 4 minute K reps. So things have obviously progressed. But mate, Zaka touched on before sign up form, stretch goal, sub 230, Osaka. Spoiler, you went 229.58, but let's pause that. I want to find out how you got there, because once again, that is a massive chunk. Like you just keep taking these big chunks out of marathons. The build up. There's a Mizuno sesh, happy hunting ground around Albert Park. I know that, you said before, virtual marathon around there. How was the Inside Running podcast run that day? Obviously, big crowd. What session did you do that for that one?
Yeah, that was amazing. I think Andy had scheduled sort of 4x5K for that Sunday. And yeah, when I told him about that session, I think it worked out at about 20Ks of effort. So he was very happy for me to join in and, join the group, which was cool. What was specifically, I reckon it was,
864.
oh, 8642, was it? Yeah. And I had actually it was cool. So I had a guy, yeah, Matt Charm from the club. He was there sort of helping with the reps and linked up with another guy, Andrew McIntosh, I think. Who was also going over to Osaka. So ended up having a good run as well. So yeah, it was cool. It felt like a almost like an event or a race. Not that we were racing it, but yeah, it was really cool, like having the drink set up, the precision gels, the shoes. Yeah, you guys did a really good job.
Yeah, it was cool to see you in action there. I was jogging around doing a bit of like work there, and just yeah, like you touched on, like that simulation of getting in that almost race feels and practicing all the protocols. I thought, yeah, the way it was like you executed on that day, I thought, yeah, you're in serious shape. And I was obviously getting a bit of intel from Andy, getting a few updates as you were progressing, and I thought, yeah, you are absolutely rolling here. And that was only 2, like 3 weeks out, maybe 3 or 4 weeks
Yeah, I
out.
reckon it was three to 4 weeks out. So it was yeah, I suppose it's one of those sessions where you think, all right, that felt pretty good. So if all things go right on the day, I should be sort of thereabouts.
What did you top your mileage at? I'm looking at your Strava. There might have been a 160K week, but did you get
Yeah, so that was it was a lot of 140s, and actually that 160 was I went a bit rogue and added a couple of sneaky doubles in. So Andy was pretty quick to sort of pull me back and just say, look, mate, no need to, chase fitness now, just stick with the plan, which was good because, if I had have continued doing that, might not have got to the line. So but yeah, one week at 160 and then sort of 130 to 140 for the bulk.
Because it's probably a good time to mention in you did have a stress reaction in Jan 2023 where you might have gone a little rogue yourself and getting a bit
Yeah.
excited and up in the K's, and Andy having that intel probably thought, yeah, we don't want to go down this path again.
Yeah, for sure. That's I was just sort of, I didn't really have a coach. I was keen to, get marathon fit for Canberra and sort of just got a bit excited as you can. It's pretty obvious looking back now at those spikes in the training load. But yeah, and that was, a big part of obviously wanting to join Run to PB and link up with Andy. He's had a bit of experience as well recently, so he was, I think, yeah, especially sort of tuned into to managing that load, which was really good because yeah, he's a really sensible coach. So.
Right now, Osaka, the trip. Not so much the race just yet, but the trip itself, mate. What were some of the highlights?
Oh, I reckon. Have you been to Osaka? It's a.
Mate, I don't have a passport, so
Okay. Sweet. All right. I paint a word picture. No, I mean, Osaka is a city was super super cool. Yeah, the food there was amazing. Actually, my mum came over as well, so she sort of travelled around with me for a week, which was nice. And yeah, we went down to Hiroshima, which is pretty cool with all the history there. Kyoto is amazing, just amazing landmarks everywhere.
Going to the bamboo forest.
Bamboo forest. That was like, yeah, I reckon 2 days post marathon, we did those red gates, and there's about 1,000 steps you climb up. So
Yeah, I think there's some
that,
footage of me and Matt walking around those gates post marathon, and yeah, probably goes for
brutal.
4 hours the footage us trying to walk up these stairs.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was an awesome trip. Recommend Chris. It might be worth getting a passport to go over to Japan.
Yeah, no, I've
Tell him you know
looked on with a lot of envy, and I've heard several stories about the adventures. It looks bloody amazing. It's like, yeah, just that. I mean, I love the food, and just
Yeah.
the running would be a bonus. Like, just to go over there and
Yeah.
eat for a week, I would be thrilled. So,
The foods, yeah, it's incredible. And you can just, even the convenience stores there, like the 7-Eleven has actual fresh food that's super cheap, but just super tasty. It's just, especially as a runner, if you're carb loading, it's the place to be.
Osaka Marathon's just gone to another level over the last few years, and this year a lot of Aussies going over, but also just a big race in general, like biggest race you've been involved in. And how did you manage all that going over there with a goal in mind? Bit of pressure, I guess, on yourself, knowing that you're in another country trying to run a big PB. How'd you go in those last, 24 hours getting on the line and managing all that?
Yeah, definitely. It's the only overseas marathon I've done, and the biggest. Look, trying to be as organized as you can, like trying to think through everything, have your kit ready. But yeah, a lot of nerves, and especially in the lead up with the weather forecast. So in different groups, everyone's trying to send around the best forecasts. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, sort of just tried to do focus on what I could focus on, and yeah, allow plenty of time the morning of, because that was one stress, because we weren't in the sub elite zone or anything. It was like, right, how are we going to manage the crowds there?
Yeah.
They're very organized, the Japanese, but it was sort of, I suppose, because of the weather, it was a bit chaotic. Like, you had to drop your stuff in one area, which was just a mud pit, and then try and find your way to the right section. And there were different signs pointing different directions, and volunteers were telling you different ways to go. So, yeah, I was running around with who was I with? Oh, one of the guys from the Ninja Track Club, Matt Blaschke, and yeah,
Oh, yeah.
we were both getting a bit stressed, but we managed to find our way to the start line, and yeah, it all worked out in the end.
I think Elise touched on some of those issues pre-race and trying to get to the start line, and that, yeah, not fun. But
No, yeah.
the race itself, had you set how did Andy frame? I know you had your goal there, but what was some of the words he'd give you around how to attack it?
Yeah, we spoke about pace. We had ranges, but I suppose wasn't too, like, yeah, it's more focused on the effort and trying to sort of race it, which was good. But yeah, we planned, I think, between 17:30 to 17:45 split. So knowing that, if it is at the upper range, there's no need to panic, especially for the first sort of half. Because yeah, he was pretty keen to, try a negative split it. And he'd just given good advice, like, mentally, that there are going to be tough times. You're going to have ups and downs, and when you're in those downs, you just have to remember that you will get to a place where you do feel good again, sort of like a yo-yo, which is really useful when it did get tough. Because he's right, you do get through them. But yeah, just trying to be as relaxed as possible, and yeah, stick to the plan, I suppose.
Got dark, according to your Strava notes, at 36.8.
Yeah. No, that was the time where I was in that down. In the down, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I
Lot of
think.
solo running? Like, did you get into a pack and stay with a pack and it fracture, or the whole way you were just running it to your own?
Yeah, sort of. And yeah, I let like a pack formed from the start about 100 meters in front, and I knew that if I was to go with them, I'd be going a bit too hot. So I chose to sort of stay back and try and pull them in. But in hindsight, maybe I should have tried to go with them because they were that far ahead that I would have had to, sprint to catch them. But at the same time, meant that I was pretty much by myself. There are a couple of Japanese guys that sort of jumped onto the back, and I kept looking over my shoulder thinking, are we going to share this? But
Gonna be
eventually called one through actually, and he dropped off. So I think they were just sort of trying to hang on, which is fair. But eventually did catch that pack at maybe the 30K mark, and then it sort of started to split up anyway. And there was a bit of a hill, I think, at 32K, which sort of split the pack up, and then we reformed, and that would have been about where we hit that 35K mark. And 35K mark of a marathon, regardless, it's going to be tough. You're going to be feeling pretty average and just trying to grind it out. But I really dropped my pace there, and I was trying to do the maths and thinking, there's no way I'm going to achieve that goal of sub 230. But then, at the 40K mark, it said, 2Ks to go, and looked at the watch, and it was 2:23. And I thought, all right, well, if I can go back to running, what I was for the first 30K, maybe I will make this still. And so just put in what felt like a sprint to the finish, and actually crossed the line, and it said 2:30:04. So I wasn't sure that I'd
Yeah.
ducked under, but I suppose from when I crossed the line, it did. Just sneak under.
Mate,
Yeah,
what
go.
was the feeling like? Like, obviously there was a little bit of nervousness when you first crossed the line, but when it started to sink in, was this stretch goal that you signed up with and you've gone and achieved it? Like, were you a little bit shocked at first that, hey, should I've gone and done it, or?
Like initially, at the finish line, there were a couple of other Aussies, and we're all chatting, and I think everyone was just so cold and just cooked that there wasn't a whole lot going on, like, emotionally. And I was still that, that uncertainty of if I'd actually broken it or just missed out. And then, I walked back. It was a pretty long, cold walk back to the hotel, and my poncho frozen. But got back to the hotel, and had a message from my girlfriend saying, you did it. And when I read that and realized that I'd snuck under, that's when I sort of felt, I suppose, a bit emotional, and pretty stoked.
And went out to celebrate that night.
We ended up doing a bit of karaoke, which is fun. So Link hooked up with some of the other Aussies over there,
Yeah.
actually some of your own, I think.
Might have been some footage come across our desks.
Jeez.
Johnny.
Tell us a bit about it
Jeez.
from your perspective, Johnny.
Well, I think everyone was in good form. It's hard to know. Like, there's no better way to break the ice with 15 people you don't really know than getting up and singing in front of them. But luckily, everyone was on the same level and having a great time. So, I'd say everyone was in good form. There wasn't a whole lot of talk about running because, there'd been mixed results. So, we just got stuck into the karaoke and the free drinks.
Yeah, go to see Reese. Nah, I love that. That's what it's all about, hearing the highs and lows, and you get through it and you enjoy the camaraderie of the marathon afterwards.
Absolutely. It
Hey,
was unreal. Yeah.
mate, just before we jump into some quick questions, you're back, obviously back rolling again. We're heading around the corner. We've got XCR. for Melbourne Uni that you'll be donning the singlet for. But have you got some plans in place for the for 2024? Some targets, and maybe another marathon. What are you thinking?
Yeah, definitely keen to try and do the majority of the XCR season, and I've signed up for the Melbourne Marathon, so that's sort of gonna be the big goal towards the end of the year. So
Got your
using,
exclusive.
sorry,
We've got an exclusive there that you've signed
mate.
the Melbourne Marathon.
Yeah. Well, when it came out, I missed out last year. When they said they're like 90% sold out, I panicked, which was, I suppose, good in hindsight. So yeah, that in October, Lakeside 10 will be a target, and then hopefully do a half, maybe like Gold Coast half, if I can get a spot base. I'm on the waiting list, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, with the XCR, actually, that was the other thing with Andy. He's very knows the benefit of obviously XCR and the strength you get from those races, for especially for marathon training. But just him saying not every single event will be a race, because it's not really sustainable to race every 2 weeks. And I thought that was good, like, yeah, some of them to treat a bit more like sessions, I suppose, just to, yeah.
Briso, you got a few questions to rattle off. We do a segment here, Johnny. It's called, well, look, it shouldn't be called quick questions. To go a lot longer, they're probably medium-paced questions.
Yeah, well,
All right.
the questions themselves don't take long
Yes.
to ask. It's more
Probably
like
the
it,
middle of the week follow-up.
yeah, it's probably more the follow-up stuff and how you choose to answer them, but that's okay, mate.
Should I be nervous about these, or
Nah, well, we'll see,
you can't
maybe.
carry on, man. You'll be
yeah
right.
yeah you'll be fine. Look, couple of easy layups to start off with, mate. Garmin or Coris for the watch, or are you rolling an Apple? Please don't tell me you're rolling an Apple.
I've got the Garmin 245, I think it is.
Ah, nice. Good, good bit
Which,
of.
yeah. Actually, first watch though, I don't know if you guys ever wear a Suunto.
I know
Oh.
of them, but yeah, that's a bit, that's sort of hiking sort of territory, isn't it? Or trail running, maybe.
I think maybe they must be more for the trails. They're big bulky things, and
Yeah.
Marcus was a big Suunto guy, so I had one of those, and yeah, anyway, moved on to the Garmin now. Sorry.
How long did you use the Suunto for?
I reckon I used it until I lost it when I was in Mexico, so
Yeah,
a
did
few years.
accidentally lost or threw in the bin?
I did the job, had all the everything you need. And back then, actually, it was they had it, their Garmin Connect equivalent was called Moves Count, and thought it was really cool because it had like the heat maps of where people had run. So it was cutting edge back then, I reckon. Now Strava probably stole it from them.
Yeah.
Nah. Mate, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
So, Zaka, we're still yet to really add anyone to the Android team.
Yeah. I know. It's, yeah. I
did try for one phone, like tried to make the switch, a bit cheaper and whatnot, but it's pretty quick to move back, to be honest. Just, yeah, it's a bit just too easy, the iPhone.
No, that's all right, mate. We've been doing these quick questions for about 12 months, and I think we've got one per or two, I think, that avid Android users, but that's okay. Mate, favorite gel? Just gone through a marathon block. What was the go-to? Did we stock up on Morton, or have you got something else that you go to?
Yeah, I went with the Morton 160 gels that I found really good
Oh,
because they
the big
pack a
boys.
bit more, yeah, pack a few more carbs into them. So I was actually alternating. I did use Precision as well. So I yeah, alternated a Morton 160 Precision caffeine and then Morton drink mix.
That's a good combo.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I thought it went down pretty well.
You were doing some cocktail mixing, weren't you? You had, yeah. I remember speaking to you on a long run, and you and Andy had got, got Tom Cruise like, and started
Yeah.
mixing the two brands together, which.
Yeah. Because I sort of got this precision kit that I ordered, and that had all the salt products as well. So thought, oh yeah, it'd be good to get some electrolytes in there and mix a bit of that with the Morden drink. And yeah, I thought went down pretty well.
It's a custom blend.
Was a custom blend. We could
Yeah.
package it maybe.
Maybe you've got a name for it yet? Is it something we can put out on the market or?
Oh, jeez. Oh, I'll let you know when I've got something for you.
No worries.
Master
Hey.
Chef Andy's mix or something like that.
Yeah, okay. No, sorry, you can take credit for this one. Hey, one piece of advice for 18-year-old Johnny.
Oh, geez. What was I doing it when I was 18? I'd
You
pr
had to
probably
stay
be to
young.
probably be to stay away from the Conti Disco.
Yeah, it's
It
made a comeback to Conti.
did. I think it's probably targeting a different clientele these days. But I don't know, for those who don't know the Conti Disco, it was the downstairs dance floor used to be known as the dungeon. And you'd wake up the next morning with black grime on your shoes, known as Conti scum, and I think that sort of sums it up.
So fond memories from your disco days.
Oh, there were definitely, yeah, it was there were some good times. Actually, the highlight after the Conti was I don't know if you guys have been there, but there was a guy that used to be there every night with a South Park cap on, and he'd sell Conti dogs, which were these big
Yeah, no,
hot,
yeah.
yeah, hot dog with a bratwurst. Cheese, onion, mustard, $5, cash only, and yeah, you'd make sure that at the end of the night you always had $5 left over to buy a Conti dog.
You used to be able to get a courtesy bus from the Portsea pub to the Conti or back to Sorrento, and
That's it, the Conti bus. Yeah.
yeah, so yeah, been on that bus a few times.
Okay. We
Doesn't end
probably
well.
crossed
Doesn't
paths
end
back in
well
the
when you're
day,
on that
Zaka.
bus. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we were down in the dungeon. Yeah, maybe shared a Conti dog afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh Lordy. Hey Johnny, any race in the world that you can do. So just imagine you've got the checkbook, Melbourne Uni, it's blank. You can put any number on it you like. What race are we going to do? Is it an overseas major marathon? Is it it could be local. I don't know. What would you go and do though?
I mean, outside the typical sort of fast overseas races, the Berlins and the Londons.
Maybe a
I
Valencia.
reckon Valencia, that'd be cool. Yeah, no, I definitely want to do one of those. But I reckon, and this was back in the day when I was sort of getting into marathons. I remember seeing I suppose it was more like travel or tourism marathons. And there was a marathon advertised. There was the Great Wall of China Marathon, which I thought would be pretty cool. And the Big Sur Marathon, which is like, I suppose, the Great Ocean Road equivalent of California, which I thought that'd be pretty cool running along there. So maybe one day.
I
Didn't
like
expect
that.
the Great Wall or the Big Sur, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, different. Like, not to run a PV, but yeah, me and a mate used to say we'll do one of those together one day. So I think,
You've been to the Great
yeah,
Wall?
I haven't, no. So that
I don't
could be
reckon it'd
it.
be fun to run a marathon there,
Mate,
I'll be honest.
you're gonna need plenty of weekends down in God's country, with
Yeah,
the
I reckon
NTC before we
you
go
can get
into the
Matt to
Great
come to
Wall.
that. I reckon Matt would be keen for that.
All right, well, yeah, get him involved.
Mate, favorite song for karaoke?
What did I the I just went with Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Good sing-along
Yep.
song. But from I think Song of the Night was probably Torn, Natalie
Oh, a
Imbruglia, yeah,
classic. Yep.
along with Dance Moves. And there was a bit of rap in there as well, a bit of Eminem.
Oh.
Did hear that? Yeah, we're not.
Yeah. If you were gonna give a 3-2-1 for karaoke, like even feel free to do some drive-bys here, but Quick 3, 2, 1 for the karaoke performances and possible like celebrating that night. Is there anything that still comes to mind, or is it all a bit of a blur?
Oh, depends if we're going based on
Not
rate,
talent.
like
Yeah, not quality. It's more like for
All right.
entertainment purposes.
Yeah. No, well, you could say Reese Edwards sings as he trains.
It's hard.
Yeah. He'd have to take the 3 votes.
Yeah. Did he blow up
Oh,
halfway Not too soon for that.
no, we give it to him every day.
Yeah. Now the 2-1 Elise was good on the mic.
Could see that.
Yeah. Actually, and Moose's wife Bree, she got things started with good rendition of 8 Mile Road, which was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, probably should leave it at
No, that's okay.
that.
That's all right. We can include that in a clip for the socials. That'd be good. Mate, if you could eat only one meal for the rest of your life, why would it be a Conti dog? No,
Pretty obvious, isn't it?
it doesn't. No, it doesn't
So,
have to be a Conti dog, but yeah,
no.
if it was one, what are we going with? So breakfast, lunch, dinner, we'll allow some subtle variations, but what are we choosing?
Grew up doing a fair bit of fishing, and I reckon like freshly caught flathead fillets, pretty hard to beat. Not the
Nice.
most. I don't know if I could do it for
Definitely
breakfast,
have
lunch,
not
and
had that
dinner.
at all, have we, Chris? Eh?
No, I'm just picturing a flathead and probably not the easiest fish to fillet, I wouldn't have thought.
Sort of, yeah, down the side, down the spine.
I
Yeah, I reckon
it.
they're pretty good. Just a bit of flour, egg and milk
Yeah.
on the barbie, salad and
Anything.
chips.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, with a beer, that's pretty good.
Do you have to go out and catch them, or can we just like go and buy them at a market? Because I'm thinking, like, if you've got a fish every day, like there's days where it's not happening. I don't want you going hungry.
Nah, no, this is true. I mean they're definitely better fresh, but yeah, probably would accept deliveries from the market.
No, I like that. Hey, look, I suppose in the scheme of things, I'd look at you and you're still new to running. So like everything's really cool, but rate these in order of preference, mate. Track, road, and trails. 1, 2, 3. What's the favorite?
Definitely go with roads for favorite. Just yeah, I think especially for racing, like being out on the road, there's something about yeah, just the open road. It's pretty hard to beat. Two or if it's for training, I know if it probably trails number two, not necessarily for racing, but yeah, love getting out in nature and on the trails. And yeah, I mean the track. There's nothing I love more than a Tuesday session with the group on the track. But as far as racing on the track, I don't know, it just doesn't excite me quite as much.
No, that's fair enough. That's all right. Now, shoes. Favorite ones for both easy days and race days.
Right. Yeah, I was lucky to get my hands on a pair of Alpha Fly 3s for Osaka, so and they were unreal. So yeah, definitely those for racing. And for easy runs, actually, Zach, you'll probably agree with this, with the Super Blasts. Big fan of the ASIC Super Blast
Yeah.
for long medium runs.
With the Super Blast 2 coming at some point that you'll
Ooh.
excited about.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. I actually saw as well that On have released it's called the
There's
Cloud
a cloud spike.
Monster Hyper, which is like the
Mate, there's
equivalent.
a lot going on in that space of like what do you call them? Super long run shoes or super foamy? I don't know what the super term is, but
Starting, there's coming to learn like the unicorn shoe.
Yeah. The unicorn shoe range is yeah, there's options, and they're all coming at all the brands are playing in that space. So yeah, we're gonna be spoiled for choice.
There almost is too many choices now, isn't there? But I mean, the
Getting
on cloud monsters are pretty great, so I think they'd be a good one to try.
post there on the side of caution, mate, and just buy one of everything. How that's what Noah would have wanted with the ark. So I think just a pair of everything. We'll just see how they go.
I definitely would agree with that, but my partner, she keeps telling me that running's meant to be a cheap sport, and
Yeah.
so
And when you price it out per kilometer of running that you do, it is.
I suppose I haven't thought of it that way, but
Yeah.
get the calculator out then, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Maybe you price it out that way, you cannot lose. You just look, you're investing in your long-term health.
That's true. You can't put a price on that.
No, and with your background, I mean, that's just, you could absolutely preach that. Mate, favorite Aussie athlete, and that could be male or female. Who is it and why?
I'll have to go with I mean, we've got the privilege of training with her every week, Lisa Waitman. So it's been pretty cool following her, her training pretty closely, and watching what she's doing. But in saying that, I mean, yeah, when I started following athletics, I suppose it was just before the Tokyo Olympics, and getting a lot of my content from the podcasts. And back then, it was, Jack Rayner, Brett Robinson, Liam Adams, Sinead, Ellie, and Lisa. So sort of, felt like pretty invested in watching all of them every time they race. And now, obviously, especially with the marathon, there's a whole bunch of other athletes sort of pushing those times. So it's just really exciting watching everyone come through at the moment.
No, we're pretty spoiled for choice with the depth that we have there.
Ah,
Mate,
huge.
Zach has got a question for you as well.
I do. I had one that came in, and we don't usually add listener questions to the quick questions, but Kiwi Steve Langdon, Dr. Steve Langdon, who's been on the show a couple of times, multiple times, massive fan. And he tries to insert himself in the show as much as possible. In this case, he wanted a question around, he had a few for you. I couldn't go with all of them, but one of them was around your favorite running tights. And it might be something to do with a purchase you got over in Japan.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to disappoint Steve and say I haven't actually worn them yet, so I can't comment on whether or not they're my favorite. However, I'm expecting that they will be based on the 2.9% performance gain they apparently give you. The Mizuno, I don't know what they're called, but the Mizuno.
I
Yeah, I think that's Mizuno tights. They're definitely tight. They come with a guide on how to put them on. I think I showed you that, Zaka.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
And you literally have to pull each leg up individually and then suck in and try and yank them on. But I'll get back to you when I've actually worn them. Maybe I'll wear them next Tuesday for the session, and
Might have to come down for that. If you throw in your cocktail of precision Morton, you got Alpha Threes on, and those tights, you probably got 10% there, 10 or 12% gain. So
Yeah,
see you at
that's about a 2:15 marathon
that's
at
what
Melbourne.
we're talking about.
No, I like
Yeah,
that.
Nice fun. Hey mate, been generous with your time. I know you're a busy guy. You're actually, while we're on that, you're a physio yourself. You got a bit of a mobile physio setup going on. How's that all going? You want to give it a little plug?
well, thanks, Zaka. It's community physio, so home visits, more for the elderly. So it's sort of about keeping them independent at home, A lot of mobility, falls prevention, bit of pain management, that sort of thing. So yeah, no, it's rewarding. But yeah, it's more the sort of 65 and over, which you might classify soon, Zaka. You might qualify for that
Yeah,
in a few
not
years.
far off.
But
Yeah. No,
yeah, no, it's good.
it's been cool seeing. I know just from afar that you've started that business in the last few years, and you've been able to grow and do some cool things. So that's great to see that off the track, as you know, you're obviously a busy guy with doing the K's and then throwing that on top of it. So kicking lots of goals, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
And just before we wrap up, people can jump on Strava and give you a follow under Jonathan Squire. Is that the best way to find you?
That's yeah, I think so. Jonathan Squire, Johnny Squire. I'm not sure what it's down at, to be honest, but
Jonathan Squire, yeah. That follower belt base is building, mate, and we'll try and get you a few more. But no, I really appreciate you jumping on. It's been a fun chat, and we'll have to check in later in the year as you get a few XCRs under the belt.
no worries, guys. Thanks. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, love what you guys are doing as well. It's good. Yeah, good work.
Get out for a run soon.
Thanks.
Fun. Always nice to chat to a fellow run to Melbourne Uni athlete, but also fellow Conti dog. Aficionado.
Mate, if we can find a picture of a Conti dog, there'd have to be something on the internet that
Yeah.
we could possibly put in the socials. I'm intrigued. Certainly not a huge hot dog eater myself, but I
Was it
remember the
Dave?
old blue light discos back in the day that I may have been to when I was in high school, which is some time ago now. But yeah.
Although, Chris, are you talking about the days where we weren't all on our phones out at night? You know, we probably didn't even have a, might not have had mobile, but we might not even have phones then.
No, well, I certainly didn't, and I know we're very similar age.
Have been taken, we wouldn't have been taking photos of the Conti dogs. We
No,
weren't taking selfies, I'll tell you that much.
it's funny because around that time, so when me and Nora first started going out, I didn't have a mobile phone, so I used to call her from a payphone.
Reverse charges, or did you pay
No,
for it?
no. So it was local call. So made
Oh,
40 cents and could talk for hours. It was great.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all free now, the pay phones.
Well, the ones that are still left, most of the ones I see have had bricks thrown through the side of the glass and there's shattered glass all over the road and the footpath.
Wi-Fi,
So,
mate.
yeah,
Free Wi-Fi.
exactly.
We go in there, record from a pay phone one day.
I won't even survive the episode. I'll get beat up or something out on the mean streets of Shep. But no. Sounds like fun. Let's give it a try.
So yeah, I'll see how long we go. Hey, yeah, just a couple of little housekeeping before we toddle off, mate. Ballarat,
Yes,
after
that's not far
Hobart,
away.
mate.
2 weeks.
Feel like we've been talking about it for a little while. I know we've had a lot of guests on that are getting ready for it. We're coaching a number of people that are going around. It's going to be exciting. First inaugural event, and we've got 40 odd athletes going around at Bendigo at Ballarat. So we've got a tent. We've got a tent in the teams area. Matt's sourcing the official tent that we're going to put down. The signage going to be there. We're going to have a spot there for you to put your bags. We'll raid Brady's. We'll get Brady to get the checkbook out. We'll get some Gatorades and some drinks and stuff like that for people after the race. We'll have a bit of a setup, which will be cool. People can obviously get there because there'll be, not everyone's doing the marathon, so there'll be different people coming in at different times. They can at least have a spot to congregate, warm up, finish, share some war stories. So yeah, that's going to be happening end of the month, mate.
Mate,
April 28th.
28. Cannot wait for this. The hype around Ballarat is real. I think definitely the biggest regional marathon. that Australia is going to have. And I think that's, I predict it's going to become a suitable alternative to things like Gold Coast and Melbourne. I mean, Sydney, I guess, is its own creature, sort of striving to become a world major. But I reckon Ballarat's going to be up there, just with the people that are behind the scenes and the effort they're putting into this. It's going to be something that I think could potentially rival Melbourne and Gold Coast. Maybe not this year, but in the coming years for sure.
Like it, mate. Yep. On the ground floor. First one. Another thing in the
Oh,
pipeline.
speaking of hype.
Speaking of hype, and it's more to come later this week, early next week. We're in design phase. And yes, it is exciting. We are going to be partnering with Ernie Old, and Run to BB singlet is in the works. And we're going to have it ready for Gold Coast Marathon. So I know we have a big squad that goes up there. So in the next week or so, there'll be design will be finalized, and then there'll be some pre-orders are open for maybe a week or two to gather some orders to get yourself set up. And yeah, we'll be bringing them in to be ready for Gold Coast, which will be super exciting. And I know having Simon on and the amount of passion he has for his singlets and the design and the quality, Chriso, you've got a few that yeah, we really wanted to land on an option for athletes, yeah, that wanna have a race and also yeah, support a Melbourne brand as well. That sort of kind of the synergy there really works for all of us.
Oh, mate, absolutely. And here's your opportunity to get yourself a unique piece of artillery to take out for race day, because much like with most Ernie Old kit, it'll be a one print edition. There's quite likely not going to be any repeats of this. So get in, get some. Look, and even if you're not going to race in it, you're going to be some of the world's best dressed people out there just by wearing it. So and that's always a plus.
Yeah, and it's going to be men's and women's, so there'll be two cuts. So yeah, it's yeah, there'll be more to come on that over the next couple of weeks. We'll obviously be keeping the updates flowing via here, and obviously from an imagery standpoint, it'll be on our website, it'll be on our socials, there'll be an email going out as well to Run to BB athletes to yeah, to jump on board and get their own Ernie Old singlet.
Looking forward to this. There's been some requests at different times, hasn't there, from the community, and it's happening. Like this is real. It's happening, and it is actually happening. And very much looking forward to getting a peek at the design, hopefully in the next, what do we reckon, few days, next
Yeah,
week.
early next week, I reckon. Yeah, we'll have something out there. Exciting, mate. It's going to be good. And next week, talking about exciting, got another Run to BB athlete that is jumping on. And that will be, it's always, mate, we always get excited because they're stories that we really don't know a lot about until we get a chance to unpack them.
No, very excited for that. And I think is it too early to go with maybe a potential guest in a fortnight? Can we talk about that yet, or are we still in negotiations with their people?
But yeah, if we can get it across the line, it'll be a big get. Someone that has a coach that we definitely are keen to get back on. So
Highly regarded, a straight shooter.
straight shooter for sure. We'll just have to go. We just have to, yeah, we're going uncut on that one.
Okay.
Love it, mate. All right, have a good week. We'll be back next week. More news, more interviews, and yeah. Looking forward to it.
No, good stuff, mate. We'll chat soon.
See you, mate.
But yeah.